الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. قال رب انی لا املک الا نفسی واخی فافرق بیننا وبین القوم الفاسقین. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام وقد ذکر بعض الفتن وقالوا فما تامرنا قال فکونوا احلاس بیوتکم. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام یوشک ان یکون خیر مال المسلم غنم یتبع بها شغف الجبال وماق القطر یفر بدینه من الفتن. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام فی الفتن تلزم جماعۃ المسلمین وامامهم قیل فان لم یکن لهم جماعۃ ولا امام قال فاعتزل تلک الفرق کلها. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام الوحدۃ خیر من جلیس السوء والجلیس الصالح خیر من الوحدۃ. صدق اللہ العلی العظیم و صدق رسول النبی الکریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ناؤ ڈیز وی آر ان ویری ڈیفیکلٹ سچویشن بیکاز دی چوائس آف نفس ہیو بیکم ویری ویری ڈومیننٹ اینڈ اور نفس ہیز بی ناٹ ٹرینڈ to avoid itself from that. Therefore, every time there is danger that we shall fall ourselves in some problem. Therefore, one should be very careful in doing some things in dealing with other people. Nowadays, we see things are coming into existence which are more and more problematic. With the passage of time, the danger is becoming more and more dominant. For example, previously, the people would go to some places where some dance activity would be there or some singing concert would be there or some other things of this concern could be there. So it was very easy to protect oneself and his children and his family from those evils by watching them, where do they go and where do they wander. But when the television came into homes, in houses, so this danger increased, because now it was at the base of bedroom, everything was present. And it was very difficult for the Muslims to see such a situation where father with his daughters and brother with his sisters sitting and watching some dance activity or some drama where some love affairs are there. It was very difficult to watch such things with them. But now it is everyday problem and everywhere problem. People can see in their houses what happens and what are its consequences. We see the situation, but we consider ourselves helpless and we do digest all these things and we do adjust with these things, not to protect ourselves, but we do adjust with these things. Just like the Christians who are adjusting their religions day by day with the evils of the day. So even the gay clubs were allowed to make their own churches. See the situation. What's the relations of these activities with the religion? So you mean they are going to adjust their religion with it. And Muslims are adjusting themselves with these things. So there's danger. So how to protect ourselves? This is a question So number one, we should reduce our contacts. We should not meet with everyone. We should meet selective people. Number one. And if we meet the people, then we should protect ourselves from the evils of those contacts. See the situation. For example, if you are going to say something good to some people, of course it should be done. But if you meet him, so he will also affect you. Just like a psychiatrist says that everyone is stealing behavior from other. For example, if two persons meet each other, one is stealing behavior from one and the other is stealing behavior from the other. If one is good and the other is bad, so good is getting the bad effect from the bad and bad is getting the good effect from the good. So that bad is becoming good as per its contact. And this good is becoming bad because of that contact. So now to go to bad people for good things, of course it is allowed and should be done. But one should protect himself from taking their effect and how it is possible. See the situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الوحدة خير من جليس السوء والجليس الصالح خير من الوحدة. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, remaining alone is better than any evil companion, and having a virtuous companion is better than remaining alone. So the situation is this, that if you go to some bad company for good thing, so you will give something good to them if you are good, but you will get some bad thing from them if they are bad. So what should be done then? Then you should go back to a good company or good place where he should recite Quran, do zikr, and clean his heart from the things which that heart has absorbed. Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, who was really a true tablighi, he said, when I go to Mewat, I take a good jamaat with myself. Sulaha, Jumaat Sulaha. And even then, I get the effect of others. So to remove that effect, either I go to Khanqah of Raipur Sharif or Khanqah of Saharanpur Sharif, or I do itikaf in a masjid. See the situation. These two places of good company. And masjid was a place of good wahda. So either you choose the good wahda, it means khalwat, good khalwat, or you go to the good company of good mashayikh. So Mawlana Ali Rahmatullah was trying to do this thing. So who we are not to do? Are we stronger than him? This thing should be understood. So we should focus our intention upon this thing, that we should protect ourselves first. See the situation of corona. In the hospitals, the people would go for the treatment and the doctors were asked to do their treatment. So what doctor would be doing? They would come to them directly without having any protection from them? No. They would wear, what is that called? cloth is, plastic cloth is, what they call it? That long apron, huh? And protect themselves and the, from the, yes, protection sheet, and also wearing hand gloves, and mask. And when they enter their house, first of all, they wash everything and take the bath, and then after they go to their homes. It means they do protect themselves first, and then they treat others. So this is the best example to see. Because it is worldly thing, we understand it, and we are fond of this. And that bad thing is dini, so we don't take care of that. We see, okay, it may go up. Good. No, it is not situation. Both are having the effects. So in this situation, we should have some conscious actions. Number one, we should clear our mind for something, number one, because the direction should be known. We should clear our mind for basic aqaid, and we should stand upon them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Anbiya Ikram, about angels, about books, about concept of taqdeer, about concept of, yes, Jannat and Dozakh, Jahannam. These we should be clear about. We should have strong beliefs on them. And we should know what sahaba are, what are their maqam, what are their behaviors with each other, what we should think about them. We should know about all the three groups of sahaba: common sahaba, Ahle Bayt sahaba, and Ummahatul Mumineen sahabiyat. We should have respect for all these, especially for Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. I would request that they should have clear mind for Ahle Bayt, because we don't expect from Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat they should say something against sahaba. We don't expect this, but we can expect in the reaction that they may say something wrong, or they may think something wrong about Ahle Bayt. So therefore, you should be very careful. Number one thing, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, be with the Ahle Bayt, because it is like what's bought of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, who entered that was safe and not entered finished. So therefore, we should have good contact with these as far as our thinking is concerned about Ahle Bayt, about Ali Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is the door of fitna, and the biggest fitna that will be with fitna Dajjal. So to protect oneself from fitna Dajjal, one should need recitation of Surah Kahf on Friday, and also clear mind about Ahle Bayt and Ali Rasul, because Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be from Ali Rasul. If we don't have that regard for them, maybe because of this, we have some wrong considerations for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, na'uzu billah min zalik, and maybe we cannot reach. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, even if you have to slip on the ice, you should reach there, and you should do bath from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So this is very, very much serious thing. So we should recite too much Salat al-Nabi. We should practice upon Sunnah of Rasulullah as much as possible. And we should have contact with good company most of the time. And if you go to other people for some time, we should protect ourselves by again coming to that good company or to good khalwat. And we should read at least those books which can tell us good things. And especially as the social media is there, we should protect ourselves from the bad effects of the social media. And we should not listen to all the things, we should not see all the things. Our seeing should be selective and our listening should be selective. Our thinking should be selective. And it should depend upon good company. We should be under guidance of someone that at the right time we are alarmed not to do this thing. Because maybe that becomes difficult for us to protect ourselves from that. If not alarmed at the right time. So this thing I could say very clearly. But there are something more. If the things are worse and more. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they questioned him, what do you then order us to do? Okay. After mentioning certain future evils to them, he said, be attached to your homes, thus avoiding intermingling with people except to the extent of necessity. Jamal Fawad, Abu Dawood, Tirmizi. So it means we should restrict our contacts. Not only on direct contact, but also on the telephones and messaging, we should avoid many things. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, very soon, the best wealth of a Muslim will be goats when he will herd towards mountains, peaks, and areas made fertile by rain, thus escaping with his religion from temptation and intrigues. So this situation has been explained in the manner that we should come to the simple life. Because if we go to more luxurious life, we shall be dependent upon others. And if we are dependent upon others, we shall be in more danger because of their contacts. So therefore, our life should be as simple as possible. By this we mean this. That we can sustain ourselves in alone condition without seeking any help from others. This time may come. We should see, we should train ourselves in this way, that if we are alone, then how should we protect ourselves from the other things and how we can survive. So this was told in this way. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, remain attached to the Muslims' brotherhood party and their leader. He was then told, what if they do not have a united stand and a leader? He answered, in that situation, abstain from all those parties. It means, if Imam Mahdi al-Islam comes, so he will be Imam. So we should all attach ourselves to him. But if that is not condition, then in other things, we should protect from the bad effects of the other parties. Because in that condition, we can ruin our amal. So this can be sometime happening. So at that time we should do this thing. At present, what we can do, that we should restrict ourselves to some selective study, to some selective contacts, to some selective doing actions. And we should not be free in our activities, because there might be some danger. For example, if you go to some area where there are snakes, there are other dangerous things, and you can move in some limited area only, what will you do? You will push yourself in danger? No. You will only move in those areas where you do not feel any harm. So this way the things is there. Once my murid daughter asked me about some evening classes in the university. So I told her, if you ask me, then I cannot allow you in such a situation where danger is there. So I will not give you permission for this. So she was weeping because she was fond of that study. Then she saw a dream. And she was told in dream, do not go outside your house after evening, because there are lions, there are leopards, there are dogs, they can harm you. So she told me that dream, so I told her, what I have told you, it was because of this. So she did not join those classes. Alhamdulillah, she was soon married, and now she is living a good life. So it means this is necessary nowadays. We should protect ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all these evils. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hifazat from him side, from his side. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.